97.3 Easy Rocks. Stu and Colleen in the morning at 7:44. Normally we're going to go to a song, you know, but we figure why keep Josh Groban waiting when he's sitting right here. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me in.
It's a pleasure. Congratulations on the new CD.
Thanks so much.
Awake, due out when? The 7th of November?
That's correct, yes. Okay.
And if you go online right now to joshgroban.com, you can actually pre-order that CD in advance. I'm curious though, you come off an incredibly successful CD like Closer and you walk into the studio again to do the next one. What are you thinking? And what did you want to accomplish when you got there?
You know, whenever you're fortunate enough to have that kind of success in the last two albums, as I was lucky enough to have, you know, there's a couple things that go through your mind, and one of which is just the pressure of raising that bar again, not just meeting it, but moving forward and taking more steps. And so for me, it was honestly kind of a depressing position, because the Closer album and that tour, it went on for 2 years, and we were playing, you know, playing here and playing in America, and just it was just such a great experience for me. And then it's done, and you're left with whatever's next. And so I knew going into it that I wanted to put myself in a position that took me away from the security blankets a little bit, forced me to take some risks, and forced me to, you know, put myself in situations where failure was definitely an option, but hopefully some new things and greater things would come out of it. And I think that's what's happened, and I couldn't be more proud of this project. And for me, I feel it's the best thing I've ever done.
Cool.
Let's talk about your fans. There's some fans standing outside here.
Yeah, they're facing the cold.
Yeah. Do you find that overwhelming?
You know, it never gets old for me. You know, I remember when the first album came out, and I did kind of my first radio station and my first TV show, and I just remember seeing this group of people outside. Oh, how long did you wait? No, 2.5 hours. We love you. Oh, yeah, my gosh. You know, I couldn't believe it, and I still can't believe it. You know, they're just the best, and to have that kind of support. And it's not just about the music to them. You know, they take it to the next level. You know, they've created this community for each other. They've become best friends. They help each other out. And then their charitable work, you know, as they've seen me become excited about that stuff, they've become excited about it, and they've just raised so much money. So, no, they're awesome, and I can always count on them to be in the cold waiting for me to show up somewhere.
And this morning, Josh Groban, our in-studio guest, this morning we invited calls beginning at 5 o'clock this morning, and the phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Wow, that was wake-up call.
Yeah.
that was about the time the omelet came to my door.
Questions for Josh, and we've taken a bunch of them up to this point at 416-870-0973.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm from St. Catharines. And Josh, I was just wondering, if you could do a duet with anybody in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Oh man, good question. I've been so lucky to do some incredible duets in my very short career, and I think sometimes the best duets and the most fun duets musically are the ones that are the least expected. And so, you know, I've been able to work with some of the great female singers like Barbara Streisand and Beyonce and all these people. I would love to work with somebody really quirky and kind of.
I'm looking at her right now here. Colleen is
over
here.
Josh, I'm
she has a bit
Russian.
Of a singing.
It was kind of my segue. I was kind of hoping that we could have a little keyboard over here. I was hoping we could work something out.
Don't even tease me that way, Josh, okay?
No, I think I would love to get together with someone like Bjork.
Bjork
to me would be like the one, because I think we could do something really, really interesting together.
How cool.